Sorry, I lost you. I'm on a cell phone.
Hi. Sorry about that.
No, sorry, I lost you.
The new location, is that still the same business name,
It's a
or
different,
completely
it's the
different?
same, it's the same, can you hold one second, please, real
Sure.
quick, please? I apologize. It was one of my doctors calling me. I apologize.
Oh,
Yeah, so look, it's a different tax number because it's a different state, ma'am. It's the same
okay.
partners. Me and Dr. Goyal are the same partners, but it's a different tax number. It's a different state.
Yeah, so would we be considered a startup because of that? And so we would be limited to about $50,000.
I'll probably have to go to the SBA. They'll go. They'll lend us the money, the SBA, because we have a great track record with them. We've never
Yeah.
been late, and
That's probably a good idea, yeah.
no, that's probably the only way to go on a startup. If it's not an
Yeah.
affiliated facility,
Yeah.
it seems like that's kind of the way it goes.
Yeah.
So all your short-term loans are based on cash flow, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Continue
All
by
right.
9 miles.
So
Turn left on
I
the main
really need. And your equipment financing is based on cash flow or based on the length of the business has been in business?
It's going to be based off credit and time in business.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. You've been wonderful. You've been really helpful.
Oh, good.
I'll get back to you if I have a need. Now, with respect to your funding, I mean, the doctor may need to do some funding, and his business is pretty good and successful in Florida.
Okay.
And he's a radiologist. He may need some funding for his
Okay.
other practice in Florida. Should I give him your number? Because
Yeah, you can.
it seems like there's certain things that you have a niche for. And
Right.
he may just need $100,000 short term, so that may be something.
Calculating.
But what kind of rates do you guys do when you're doing unsecured for someone who has great credit and has a successful practice and been in business for 8 or 10 years?
So
Is
for
that kind
that
of stuff?
particular program, it is, cash flow based. So we're going to see people with 800 credit and people with 600 credit that may qualify for the same type of financing. But obviously, if you have better credit, you'll get a better option. It will
Well,
range.
I think his
Yep.
credit is over 750. Okay,
Okay.
I believe. I don't know exactly sure where it is right
Yeah,
now,
I mean,
but
people really need to
if
understand it's not solely based on credit because there's a
yeah, I
lot of.
mean, I know where my credit is right now, and I have. So you only do business loans. You do nothing for personal, right?
Yeah, just business loans, correct.
And your funding timeline is.
For working capital, we can usually have you funded within a day or two. We have some programs that are same day. And then equipment financing, that could be funded within a few days. It could be a month. It depends on how difficult the transaction is. But typically a week, or so for equipment.
Right, right. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
And yeah.
With your with a business with someone with good credit, because I don't need further. I don't want to. I'm sorry for the background noise.
That's okay.
Talking. It's something better to go. Sometimes I'm not paying attention. I just drive.
Do you want me to email you my contact info, and then if you're you can send that to your doctor.
Yeah. If you would like to contact me regarding short term funding, yeah, something like that. But
okay.
just before I forward you over to him,
sure.
I wanted to, I mean, on unsecured financing, is it coming in at 10%? Is it 15%? Where do you guys come in?
Yeah, so on the low end,
a doctor, who's got great credit, who's got a successful practice, who has you know, real good revenue.
On the low end, you'll see about 10 cents on the dollar, and that's not a percentage because it is a fixed cost to the fund. So say that the overall payback principal and interest is 110, but that could be over, say, a two-year period, not 1 year. Therefore, it wouldn't be, 10%. So,
but
we
see
it.
He's not going to want something that's a daily transaction. He's going to be like, oh, that's ridiculous. You know?
Oh, no, we have weekly, and we also have monthly as well.
Okay.
Yeah, we have different options. We have anything from 3 months out to 2-3 years, anywhere in the middle. So if his main objective is the lowest overall
cost.
So
give me an overview and just, you know, send an email to me. It was a pleasure speaking to you, with you and your needs, for you and your partner.
Yeah.
You could help any business, you know, that's been in business for a certain amount of time, whatever, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying. This way I can forward your email to him, let him reach out to you. I don't have all of his particulars.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. What is your email?
It's A Mercer.
Okay.
AMERCER at live.com.
Okay, perfect.
And just put on there short-term funding or funding solutions, whatever you want to put on the,
okay.
the solution, you know, on the...
Yeah.
What's happening is that one of our businesses, Medicare, owes us like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I probably got $3-4 million out in accounts receivable, which, you know, affects your cash flow.
This is very common for your industry, and that's pretty much why it's very popular program with medical, because of the holdup in being paid by insurance and other entities.
Right.
That's why we're very familiar with it.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, I'm sure that you like to lend money to doctors. I mean, better. So, you know, obviously, it's good for you guys. But, you know, we explored this once before,
mm-hmm.
and it was a really high rate, and it was through another entity. And
we're
like, whoa, that doesn't, you know, I mean, it was like 15% or something, and we just... You know, we're used to borrowing money at 5%, you know. But we understand if it's unsecured.
It is unsecured.
If we have to pay twice as much, 8 or 10, then maybe it's worth, you know, having the solution. But
yeah.
if it starts going over 10%, it's not really attractive financing, you know. We understand that if it's unsecured and we have to pay double of what
right.
the... You know, something with a conventional bank. But, so you're saying that there's a chance with the right credit, the right business, and the right cash flow
mm-hmm.
that you could be at 10%. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
Or even less, right?
I wouldn't say less, but I'm going to say right around 10. But keep in mind...
Or is that over the period of time? Or is that
if you get... I have one program in mind that...
I did something else, and it was like a fixed dollar amount, and it was based over 21 months. And, you know, it's just a hassle accounting-wise on this daily thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the money's always there, you know. But
most of our programs are weekly, I would say, for the most part. They're weekly paybacks. And a lot of our clients will pay the loans off early, and they get a substantial discount for doing so. In addition to getting a tax write-off for the business. So you know, they're getting this extra
capital. I understand that. That's why I'm on the phone with you.
Yeah, and I'll be the first person to tell you it's not cheap. It's not 5% at all. So you really need to know what you're going to use the money for, how it's going to benefit the business, and, you know, what kind of return you'll be able to get, you know, with this additional capital. And we don't make you jump through any hoops, really, so that's nice as well.
Okay. Well, you know, just send me the email and... So, if you have any needs for you and Dr. Goyal, my name is Alan, A-L-L-A-N, and Dr. Goyal is G-O-Y-A-L, and then I'll forward it over to him.
Right. Okay. If you have any questions, let me know.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you. You have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.